the 27th of February, 2019, in the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California, in the United States of America, on God's good, great, wonderful planet Earth. Thank you for joining me for my webcast tonight. Bridging the gap.
I don't know how a mere glance from your eyes paralyzes me. Or how the sound of your name mentioned inspires me. How I wish you would give me the chance to spend some time to show you how I wish and hope to be a part of your life. Oh,
if it's all good,
if it's all right,
let me use my heart to free your mind. I want you to understand, I really want to be your man. My feelings for you I can't hide.
Thank you for joining me for the webcast. I'd like to ask a question tonight, and I think it's a pretty simple question. How do we bridge the social gap that so separates us? And I'm talking about all kinds of social gaps. How do we bridge it? How do we jump on the side of society and start loving each other? The old to the young, the rich to the poor, you know, those kinds of things. How do we get through? Why do we keep butting heads? Why do we keep, you know, looking at the issues? Why do we look for people to direct us and to become the sideshow for us, which are basically sideshows of our own lives? Why do we do any of these things? Now, I'm not going to talk all night about it. I've been in the studio a while pondering this, talking about it, leveling out about it. Well, I believe that there are some things that one must do. Know that the people that you are attempting to get through to, if you're attempting to get through, you know what? You may be saying, John, you're crazy. What makes you think I want to get through to them? I want to be rid of them. I want to be on the side of the world from them. I don't want to bridge that damn social gap with you. What are you, some diehard liberal? No, I'm a person that believes that God made all of us on this planet as humans, and I don't think that since we're so beautifully and marvelously and wonderfully made, that we would kill ourselves and each other. Repeatedly, World War I, II, hell, and all of the hell and high water that's been going on even, I mean, all over the world. And with this technology of media, we can see it on our televisions and our computers right in front of us. Ah, how do we bridge that social gap? How do we get through? How do we forge on? Okay. I'm asking the questions. Yes, I have some ideas, and I've shared those ideas, but you know, there's a social gap here developing. How do we get those things to meet and to talk about that? I believe some things that we have to do are things like, let's just set aside our own agendas when we try to come in contact with each other. When you think about this trial that's going on in the Capitol right now, being televised, and the lies and the things that are being spread around about this man and his ideas. And I had never paid attention to this thing until today. And I said, oh, this is the guy. And I saw the way they were treating him. And I said, this is inhumane. And all of this to get to President Donald Trump. America has always been a country that shows herself, let me say it right. America displays itself as the fair maiden being overtaken by the villain, when in fact she, America, is the villain. Now, how do I bridge the gap? What are you saying? That you don't love America? That America is full of turkey poo-poo? No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying when you look at America's history and the colonialization processes of the original indigenous peoples, whether you want to accept their burial grounds as a sacred rite or not, they were perhaps thousands, hundreds of thousands of years before the Europeans came and conquered the eastern part of our country and went through and destroyed the indigenous people, their way of life that they have lived here for decades and decades and decades. America. Now, I'm not going to be like Kaepernick and not take a knee when the national anthem is played and all that kind of stuff. But I'm going to tell you this. She's a villain now. There's too much coming against her. But how do we bridge this gap? How do we get all of our citizens to see? See, because trying to get Mueller and trying to get through to Trump through Mueller and all this kind of stuff and all this anger and bitterness and I'm the head of this committee and I'm going to work and I'm going to get rid of him. There's putrid hatred in politicians. Let me tell you something. Putrid. You haven't seen until you've seen a politician at work. I recall when I was working for the LAPD, I was a civilian traffic officer. I think that was the position that I was in, yes. And I was chaplain out at Wilshire Division. Don't ask me the year. Can't get it right. Something like, maybe 89 or 90. I'm not sure. But they were having some community problems in the West LA area. They knew that I was very active as a chaplain in the division, so they asked me to go down and to sit in one of the community meetings, and I did, and they made me a coordinator of that West Side chapter to straighten up a lot of things. I just got up there and started running my mouth in an outline form the way I did in the church, but I didn't use church words. But the outline was, and then I said, we can do this, that, this, that. And they all looked at each other. I thought that they would laugh it down. Well, they said, we'll implement it. We'll give you all of the information you need. And the man, and here I was. My wife said, John, you better stop. You can't do that in this too. She was right. I had to turn away from that. But I was around those politicians then. I saw how they did things. I see how they used the smartest mouths, things like that, to get the community. And man, especially a community where there's not a lot of jobs, a lot of distrust towards authority, meaning the police departments, those kind of communities, you don't have to worry about how they're going to vote. They're going to vote because you're going to pour more bread in the city. Free. And when people can get free stuff, they're going to vote for the free stuff. Now, I just got to tell you, that's the way it is. On the low-income Democratic side of the spectrum. And now let's look at the low-end Republicans. A lot of them are out of work now. They can't find anything to do. They're going to look for the politician that best suits them as a human being. Now I'm talking about bridging that gap. How do we bridge it? That's what I'm talking about. Just wanted to bring you up to par now. Because if you can't follow me, excuse me, I got to scoot over to get my bottled water here. Okay. You hear that chill roll? We should all stay hydrated. How do we bridge that gap? Oh, I'm supposed to drink at least three of these a day. And this is my first swallow of a half. And I just felt the need for H2O. Wow. What it does for the body. Well, needless to say, you know that love was going to enter in as one of these answers to the question. But that's a given. You aren't going to bridge a gap unless you love a little bit of something above the other person that you're trying to bridge the gap with. Okay, love the way they resolve their issues, even though they're a little different from the way you would resolve yours. You're from different regions of the city, different places from around the world, the customs. Everything is different. I'll admit, we as humans fear being in difficult or strange places, but we'll get over it. Love will get you over all of that. Just something to think about. Like you to think about how you could bridge the gap in the community that you live in. Me, I like talking through it. Just talking through it. Thank you for listening to me talk tonight. And I'm going to say it because I felt like saying it. It was right on the tip of my tongue. And God bless you. May God really bless you. I haven't said that in a long time on this microphone. I must be getting soft. Thank you for coming to my website. Hope to have something interesting thoughts up tomorrow.